now, it's time to sit back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Good news and bad news, girls. The good news is your dates are here.
What's the bad news?
They're dead.
Ah! See, a United States astro robot becomes a creature of death. Oh.
And Dave.
We have come here to this planet for one purpose only, to acquire breeding stuff to repopulate our planet.
He who breaks the law shall be punished. Back to the House of Pain.
Back to the House of Pain.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Bots, Bugs, and Babes, the B-movie podcast from classic cults and little cheese in between. The movies are B, the entertainment is grade A, and I'm your host, Jason Jackanay. Now, I know you're thinking, my dad's supposed to be here, we're supposed to be covering Saw, but due to circumstances far beyond anyone's control, my dad is not able to record with us at this time, so instead of 2004's Saw, we're going to do 2020's movie Host, not The Host, but Host from 2020, the Shudder original. I don't know if it's technically a Shudder original, but it says it is. So anyway, and we'll get to it right after this.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
Hey, guys.
Gina.
Hi, Caroline.
Hi, Teddy. Hi.
Let's do a shot glass to us.
Okay, everyone get in. 3, 2, 1.
Have you ever done anything like this before?
I've never done this over Zoom. Obviously, we're not physically together, but there's no reason why Spirit can't communicate over the internet.
Nothing's gonna happen.
Visualize us sitting in a circle. Spirit, we invite you to use us to pass on any communication. Is there anyone there? Please come forth.
What was that?
Amy, was that you?
I heard it.
I heard something.
I think there's something here.
Do you see that?
Oh, Emma, what's funny?
I heard something.
You know, we've connected with something. We gotta keep going. We gotta talk to it.
Not to disrespect the spirits. It could be something platonic.
Hayley, this is all your fault! Not my fault, this is your fault!
Emma, turn the filters off. Come on.
Host was released July 30th, 2020 in the United States and December 4th, 2020 in the United Kingdom with a 56-minute running time. Your director here is Rob Savage. Rob Savage is known for doing a low-budget romantic film, romantic drama called Strings. He did Host. He also directed Dashcam and then directed The Boogeyman. The 2023 The Boogeyman. And then your writers here are Gemma Hurley, Rob Savage, and Jed Shepard. Producers are Douglas Cox, Craig Engler, Emily Gatto, and Samuel Zimmerman. Your stars here are Haley Bishop, Jenna Moore, Emma Louise Webb, Raydeen Dragdova, Caroline Ward, Edwin Leonard, and Selena Baxter. Editor, Brenna Ragnott. Your production company here is Shadow House Films and Boo Earns. distribution in the international distribution is Shudder. That's why it's under the Shudder original title. And then for the United Kingdom, it was Vertigo Releasing. You have a budget of about $100,000, and its box office was just under $444,000. So pretty good return on investment there. So you might notice these dates here, 2020. This sounds like this was done during COVID, because this was done during COVID. This is, in fact, a very unique film, which is why I like the fact it's kind of short. Because I think it would have worn a little thin had it gone longer. The entire movie is done on computer screens, done entirely in a Zoom call. The entire movie is told through a Zoom call, which I think for some people might not, sit well, because they, kind of maybe didn't have a great time, learning Zoom and whatever and all that stuff like that. But, by way of making a movie during a time when you couldn't be all together to do things, I think it's pretty smart. It actually works really, really well. The movie is tightly edited. It gets in, it gets out, it does its job. There is a ton of jump scares throughout the whole thing. But I think what this actually does really well, that maybe some people didn't like in like Unfriended or Unfriended 2 Dark Web, is that this felt at the time when if you were watching this in the summer of 2020, this was still pretty, new. Kind of like the Zoom and stuff like that was a world we were living in, but it was still kind of like, now we take that stuff for granted, but it was really kind of new in the cutting edge. So, all right, so let's get started with our story here. So, during July 2020 COVID lockdown in London, friends Haley, Gemma, Radine, Emma, Caroline, and Teddy join the weekly Zoom call that they have been using to stay in touch. Haley has arranged for them to partake in a virtual seance led by medium Celine, who emphasizes that they should not disrespect the spirits, though only Haley takes it seriously. Teddy is forced to leave the call when his girlfriend Ginny disconnects him. Gemma claims to feel an intense tension around her neck and begins to cry, explaining that she feels the presence of a school friend who killed himself by hanging. So that will come back, a little foreshadowing there. Just kind of keep that in mind, that he died via hanging. Celine's internet cuts out and disconnects her from the call, prompting a laughing Jenna to admit to the group that she made up her deceased friend because she was getting bored, which angers Haley. The remaining members begin to experience terrifying phenomena. Haley's chair is violently pulled backwards by unseen force. The legs of a hanging corpse briefly appear in Caroline's attic. When she goes to investigate a noise, Emma's wine glass shatters, even though nobody is holding it. Haley points her Polaroid instant camera down a hallway to take a photo of her living, which shows a ghostly figure hanging from the ceiling. So all of this happens rather quickly. Again, 56-minute movie. You have the little bit of like the little banter in the beginning that you kind of setting it up that they're friends and it's doing lockdown and stuff. It was a lot of us were doing at that time, trying to stay connected and feel like we were seeing people. What you wind up getting there is, and I know some people might feel like, oh, I don't care about these people. I just want to see, people get killed and stuff. That's fine. It's going to happen. It's just that we have to establish who they are. And since they are playing themselves, basically, with their real names, it makes it kind of feel normal, right? There aren't these crazy made-up names. This is their actual real name. So when you look it up, it lends an air of authenticity to it that, sometimes you don't get in these. I don't want to say found footage. This is not really found footage. It's not like VHS or any of those things. This is via Zoom. This was a different kind of movie. As the girls panic, Haley manages to get back in touch with Celine, and tell her what happened, prompting Celine to ask the spirit a series of yes or no questions using this method. She quickly confirms that the spirit is not a friendly one. Celine explains that Gemma's prank, which involved fabricating a deceased person, may have led a tupla to take on the guise of the deceased person and wear his identity like a mask that allows the demon to pass into the world of the living. She gives them instructions on how to close the seance, but the demon interrupts her and she is disconnected again before the girls attempt to close the circle using her advice. Relieved that the ordeal seems to be over, the members of the group begin to leave the call. Radine leaves the room, unaware of her boyfriend Alan's body hanging behind her. Caroline's Zoom background, which shows a looping video of her doing chores, continue plays as the real Caroline has her face smashed into the camera. Forgetting to switch off a filter that imposes masks and face paint onto her, Emma turns her camera towards the living room, where a kabuki mask on an invisible figure, which then turns to look at her. She runs away and scatters flour on the floor, showing footprints of the demon approaching her. The kitchen covers burst open before the demon attacks her as she escapes into her bedroom. All right, let's stop there for a sec. So there, a lot of it happens quick. It's all really well done in camera stuff. Obviously, you know, there's, you know, we all know it's special effects. We know that there's one eye and there's no crazy demons and monsters and looking things, but it's really effective. I think this actually works really, really well for a movie that was shot on a budget, you know, in times when you weren't normally shooting this way, done differently. It's very, it feels very realistic as if you're watching it, that we don't get a ton of full screens. You get some, like you're watching up in the corner stuff happening and you're getting information the whole time and you have to be paying attention. Radine attempts to flee after Alan's body drops behind her, but the demon kills her by throwing her into the wall. Noticing that Caroline is typing gibberish into the chat, Haley and Gemma watch as her camera turns back on to show her being killed by a demon repeatedly smashing her head into the keyboard while she pleads for help. Haley and Gemma argue and blame each other before Haley is pulled out of the room. Gemma, who lives around the corner from Haley, immediately leaves her home to help. And this is kind of telling right here. You have her put on a mask and stuff, which now we don't think about that as much. But that, at that time, it was like, oh, yes, of course she had to put a mask on. If she didn't, it would seem fake. Teddy believes Emma is pranking him, but he is attacked by the demon after it takes the form of a horrifying humanoid figure. He is chased into his garden where he sees Ginny being lifted into the air before her neck is snapped and her body falls into the swimming pool. He runs away and hides using a lighter to see where he is going, but the demon distracts him with an eerie music box his brother used to prank him as a child. The demon then knocks him down and drops the lighter, causing fire that burns him to death. Emily, now the only person still active in the call, fearfully turns her camera towards the door of her room after it opens. She throws a blanket, which drapes itself over an invisible shape. She opens her window to escape, but trips and falls to her death. Gemma breaks into Haley's home and checks the Zoom call on Haley's laptop to see that Emma and Teddy are dead. The demon smashes a wine bottle over her head and starts to destroy the kitchen, but she recovers and finds Haley hiding under her desk. With the pair attempting to escape the house using a flash on Haley's instant camera as to light the way, the demon appears in the final flash of light, taking the form of a mutilated human, and rushes at them as the Zoom call timer expires, because we remember those when there was timers on those things, because you couldn't let that stuff just be free. But yeah, it works really well. Like, I was going into this going, okay, 56 minutes. I watched it part of my, you know, trying to watch 31, you know, new movies, horror movies for October. And I was like, oh, I'll give it a shot. I haven't seen this. And it's actually really, really good. And I was really hoping it would be decent, because I really liked Unfriended. And I liked Unfriended Dark Web as well. I mean, that got a little more story to it. The problem is with these things is that most people, when they see like Unfriended, or those are the ones most like you've seen something of, they kind of just blow it off. I'm like, ugh, it's like about that stuff. It's like how people sometimes dismiss found footage movies immediately, but yet some really good movies come out of those found footage movies. I'm thinking of Record, or its American remake of Quarantine being found footage. Those actually work really well with the found footage stuff. It just has to be done well. And that's really the key. If you do it well and you set everything up and it makes sense in how you're executing it, because you're going to perform something that looks, you know, cinematically correct, then what you wind up getting is a situation where you very easily could be sucked into this. It's, again, at 56 minutes, this is shorter than, you know, I mean, any 2 hour movie you're sitting through, you know, this is, you're halfway through it kind of thing. And it doesn't, you know, mess around going into all super long backstories on these girls and all this stuff. You kind of just know they're friends and they hang out and they're like, they're bored and whatever. But it's really interesting take on this. And I think that it was at a time when we didn't know what was going to happen. We didn't have new movies happening. We didn't have these things occurring because we didn't know how long we were going to be in lockdown. I mean, if you all remember, it was supposed to be a couple weeks. We'll take a week off. We'll come back. It'll all be good. And before you know it, it was months and months of this. And now we're still seeing some of the after effects of that in current day, all these years later. But what we're now, you know, understanding is that, you know, when we had that time, some it really helped some people. And obviously, it definitely did not help some people. And it didn't help people, obviously, who got sick. I understand that. What I'm saying is, Some of that actually wound up being a time for people to kind of maybe, you know, move a little out of their norms and start, you know, I'm not saying understand people better, but it definitely made us crave interaction with people that we kind of took for granted. And now maybe you take things a little more, you know, you're a little more like, you know, think, oh man, it's so great to get together. When we quarantine first ended and we were able to get back together and meet, like, it was amazing. You're like, yeah, I'll go to any meeting. Let's go to a meeting. Let's do this. Well, some people were, I was not, I was okay being in quarantine. I'm sorry. But as many of you people know, you know, I don't like, you know, people in general, or being around people and stuff, but it did changed a lot of things. Some for the good, a bunch for the bad, but that's part of the entire experience that we all kind of went through. And I think this movie captures a little snippet of that, even though it does play off the supernatural and stuff. But again, it is on Shudder. It's technically, I mean, I have Shudder as a subscription, so you can watch it. It's out there. It's quick. You get in and out. I know I recommended it to one of my friends who said, yeah, that was really good. Like, that was a quick in and out kind of hitter. And if you were into those kind of movies that are a little different, then I think you'll appreciate it. Now, if you're going in expecting a gore fest, you're expecting like Terrifier, Terrifier 2 or Terrifier 3, you are going to be sorely mistaken, because there is this is not a bloody blood and guts, you know, kind of movie, whether it be low scale, kind of like, you know, budget wise, like Terrifier, or more high scale, like some of the, you know, gorier movies we've seen come out of like A24 or out of Neon. But we're not getting that here. This is low budget. It's done well. It looks real. And that's what I think makes it kind of feel authentic, is that it looks real because it was shot via Zoom. It was shot, you know, simply, instead of being over dramatic and going crazy with all the stuff. So have you seen it? Let me hear from you, man. I'd love to know if you've seen this one. And if you check it out based on my recommendation, let me know. I'd love to hear what you guys think of Host from 2020. Again, it's yeah, 56 minutes, man. I'll take a 56 minute movie in there. It kind of reminds me, like, you know, Dad and I would talk about like the Mummy's ghost and like the Mummy's hand and you're like, wow, is it a movie? It's 57 minutes. And like this doesn't have all the flashback though. So at least it's 56 new minutes of stuff. But yeah. So if you check this out, let me know. If you have, you know, if you remember seeing it when it first came out, that'd be great. I did not see this when it first came out. In all honesty, I didn't have Shudder yet. But I think this is well worth your time. It actually was up for the British Independent Film Award. It was up for Hollywood Critical Association Award. And then, Rob Savage was up for the Rondo Hatton Classic Horror Award. They were all nominated for those, in like best editing, best sound, you know, breakthrough performance. You know, obviously, Hollywood Critics Association was best horror film. Rob Savage was up for best independent film. So definitely worth checking out. Think you should. I have not seen Dash Cam yet. I did see The Boogeyman, the new Boogeyman, with my family. And then we have not seen Dash Cam. I think Haley and I saw a trailer for it. And we're like, oh, that looks interesting, where it's all told via the dash cam of a car. Which is just, you know, trying to be different, get things out there in a different way. I think that's what needs to happen, because too many cookie cutter stuff comes out of Hollywood, which we'll see. Anyway. All right, folks, thanks for taking the ride with me here on Host from 2020. You know, we appreciate all the downloads and listens, and we appreciate all the feedback and stuff. And I'm hoping to have my dad back sooner rather than later. You know, as soon as dad can be back, we will have him back. But for now, you just got me. So anyway, like we always say here, thank you all for the support. We love it. Keep those cards and letters coming. And keep watching the skies.
This is Tokyo, once a city of 6 million people. What has happened here was caused by a force which, up until a few days ago, was entirely beyond the scope of man's imagination. Tokyo, a smoldering memorial to the unknown. An unknown which at this very moment still prevails and could at any time lash out with its terrible destruction anywhere else in the world.
Hi, folks. Luke Giaconetti here. I'd like to ask you a few questions. Do you like giant monsters, or as they're called in Japan, Daikaiju? Monsters like Godzilla, Rodan, Gamera, King Ghidorah, or Mothra? Do you like more obscure monsters, such as Gappa or Yangari, Do you like giant heroes like Ultraman or super robots like the Shogun Warriors? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then I think you might like my podcast, Earth Destruction Directive. I'm a dedicated fan of all things Daikaiju, and I'd like to share that with all of you. Please check out Earth Destruction Directive at twotruefreaks.com. Earth Destruction Directive, where we turn your Daikaiju dreams into city-smashing reality.
This has been an episode of Bots, Bugs, and Babes, the B-Movie Podcast. If you'd like to contact me, please email the show at botsbugsbabes@gmail.com. If you'd like to find me online, I'm on Facebook under my name, Jason Jacknetti. I often contribute to the Two True Freaks Facebook group. You can visit my Facebook page, The Art of Horror Collective, and you can search the hashtag The Art of Horror Collective. On Instagram, find me under my name, Jason Jacknetti, and search the hashtag The Art of Horror Collective, as well as the new hashtag Bots, Bugs, Babes Podcast. I'm the only one using them. I'm also on Twitter at Jason Jacknetti, and you can visit my webpage at www.theartofhorrorcollective.wordpress.com. All movies, characters, stories, music, etc. are properties of their respective holders. This is a fan work, and any use of any property is purely for review, discussion, entertainment. So don't sue me. I ain't got anything anyway.
There is no tomorrow! There is no tomorrow! There is no tomorrow!
Will you stop?